Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, she bow, she bow, she fly. You look big, yeah, she winning all the time. All the time. You hold it down, hold it down. Yeah, she go, yeah, she go. She on the grind, she ain't worried about no oh. Woman crush, woman feel ya, beat the pocket. Woman crush, woman feel me, beat the metal. Oh, she the woman crush, where you be the button, you know. Who we touch and open.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. Hello, welcome. This is WCW Podcast. It is another Wednesday evening. And welcome back. Welcome back. If you have been a loyal listener, you know I got to shout you out. Thank you for returning to WCW Podcast. If you are brand new to the show, welcome to WCW Podcast. It is going down here tonight and every Wednesday night. We are here live on WCW Podcast, bringing you women bosses from all over, y'all, all over the place. And y'all know what it is this month. We are paying homage, salute, honor to the female DJs all across America, y'all. They are out there doing their thing. Shout out to all the DJs that have already blessed our podcast. Thank you, ladies. Listen, female DJs, y'all, we talking about it all month long. So I know y'all ready for another one. I know you, because you came back. I know you're ready for love. So welcome. Thank you again, listeners, for joining us tonight, WCW Podcast, where we are giving inspirational stories of journeys into the life of these female bosses. Okay? So tonight, without further ado, y'all, we are bringing to the podcast, she goes by the name DJ Queen Coco. All right. Now, not only is she a DJ, she produces. She's a speaker, an influencer, y'all, all the way from the ATL. Y'all, welcome to the podcast, Miss DJ Queen Coco. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm honored to be just in the number with you all tonight.
Yes, we are honored as well. Welcome to the show. This is WCW Podcast. My name is Self-Made V, and it is an honor and a privilege to be able to pay homage to one of the dopest female DJs in ATL. So without further ado, go ahead and let the listeners know a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and your name, and how you came up with the name DJ Queen Coco.
All right, well, like I said, appreciate you for having me on tonight. And, you know, I simply go by Queen Coco because, so believe it or not, my real government issue name that my parents gave me at birth is Alicia Keys. So, you know, Alicia Keys is a singer, so of course I can't go by Alicia DJ Alicia Keys or nothing like that. I ain't trying to be sued or cause no confusion or nothing like that. So I was given an opportunity some years back to actually DJ on a TV show, a local TV show, and I needed a name. So I was just like, well, you know, I had all these corny names, and I was just like, well, Coco, you know, I'm chocolate like Coco, so why not go with that? So for the longest,
yes,
I was just DJ Coco. I put Queen Coco in front of the Coco probably about, let me see, 6 years ago, because I was just saying I'm more than just a DJ, and I want to brand myself outside of just being DJ Coco. So, you know, like you said, I'm a speaker, I'm an influencer, mentor, all that good stuff.
We love it. We love. Listen, if you did not catch the name, it's Alicia Queen Coco Keys. Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
Don't get it. We love it. We love it. Well, welcome again to the show, Queen Coco. And let's talk about how you got into this DJing thing, because we know that there are tons of female DJs out there. And we've learned that from doing our research when we decided to pay you guys tribute. So how did you exactly get into to DJing?
Well, I'm a northerner originally, even though I live in the A. I'm originally from Wilmington, Delaware. So when I was younger, I used to attend little block parties with my dad, like on the block and stuff. And, you know, they was playing all kind of music, you know, the best of the best of hip-hop at the time, you know, some old blues, you know, just a little bit of everything. So I grew up loving music and being surrounded by music. So I was just like, you know, when an opportunity was given to me to DJ, I was like, well, you know, I don't know nothing about DJ, but I know about music. So I just know music takes people on a journey. It can make you feel sad. It can make you feel happy. You know, music is just a universal language. So when I had the opportunity, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I was shy then, but now I'm not shy. You know, I live for it. I love it. And I know DJing is just one of the many things that I love to do.
Absolutely. And we are so honored that you have chosen this path, because it's not an easy path. Most people think, oh, you know, it's just playing some songs. But there's a lot of mixing and mastering and things of that nature. Are you self-taught?
Yes, ma'am. I went to YouTube University. YouTube still to this day is my best friend. I have a few professional DJ friends, like they like scratch and, you know, with the nose behind the back and all that. So, you know, I could reach out to them if I need some help or whatever, but no, I'm self-taught. YouTube has taught me everything that I know. But, you know, I tell people DJing is a true art, it's a true talent. You have to really know music. You have to know how to blend. You have to know when to drop the next record, how much of the next record to play. Like, you have to be, like, all in it for real. You can't just think you're going to do it and not do it all the way. You have to really be engulfed into music, and you have to have a passion for it. So, yeah, I love it. Like, you know, like I said, I'm a northerner, so I grew up with the essence of hip-hop started for real, you know, in New York and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I just love it. I love music. I love people, and I just like how the two coincide together.
Absolutely. They do go together like a piece of work. And listen, listeners, DJing is not a trend. It's a definitely a lifestyle. And you see you guys out there, and you know how to move the crowd. If you can describe a song that you can pick, a best song, you know, any song out there, what song do you think would best describe you and your love for DJing?
Of course, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Before I Let Go. That's the song. Like, that's my go-to. I play that. You know, one thing I like about being African-American is that's our song. We play that every get-together, you know. We just play that all the time. So, yes, that's my song. I love that song. That's my favorite song. One of my top five favorite songs, I should say. So, yeah, I would use that one, Before I Let Go, Frankie Beverly. You know, now that Beyonce put the spin on it, the newer generation is even loving it even more.
Yes, yes, and that's important, because as a DJ, you're able to kind of bridge that gap from the songs that had a little essence back in that day, like when Before I Let Go was released, and then some of the stuff that you said, like Beyonce's doing now, so being able to tie that. How important is it for you to play a little old school every now and then at a party?
Oh, it's important to me. To be honest, if I'm going to be really honest, I love DJing older parties, because you know they're going to come to have a great time. You know they're going to let their hair down. You know they're going to hit the dance floor, especially when that song come on. Like, I just DJed a 50th birthday party the other day. So I was in Sherelle, I think that's how you say her name, Saturday Love, and, you know, I was digging in the crates. I was going back, Mary Jane, you know. So I love the fact that they love to have a good time. So I love old school. It's just like, you know, it's classic music. So, you know, people are going to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And those are songs that were out, if you are just tuning in and you are one of our millennium children. That was when DJs used to have to carry crates full of records and tapes. And, you know, that put a lot of strain, especially on a female DJ's back. So you have to understand that there has been an evolution and DJ has evolved. Now, during how long have you been DJing?
I've been DJing, I'd say, seriously for like the last 6-7 years.
6-7 years. So we go back 6-7 years in the music that was out then. when you first started DJing, was there an issue when you had to do like some sampling? Because you also have songs of your own. Sampling, how important is it to sample things and kind of in what you do when you're doing your mixtapes?
To me personally, like, I just really tapped into the producer side of things. Reason being is, like, I'm in a DJ pool where I get all my music from, and it's a few DJs in there that take the classic songs or the hottest songs and put it, you know, remix them and make it to their own beat. And I was like, you know what? I need to do that. You know, let me show people the other creative side of me. But sampling is everything. Like, I love when you can take something old and put in something new, and somebody be like, I would never thought that would go together, or I never heard that mix like that, or I never heard it played like that. Where can I get that? So I love sampling. I mean, I think it's a big part of hip-hop. Like, I recently talked to a high school class a few weeks back about, like you said, the evolution of hip-hop. Like, back when we didn't have technology, you know, well, not we, but they didn't have technology like we have now to actually produce their own sound and stuff. So sampling was all they can do, was take the sounds, change the frequencies, make it something totally different, like Planet Rock, which is one of the hottest old-school songs, is actually blended with several different old-school tracks and classic jazz and Mozart, stuff you would never think would be in the song. So sampling is very, very big. It's a part of hip-hop. So we can't have hip-hop without sampling. And the newer generation is sampling some of the early 90s stuff. So,
Oh, yeah. So how does the DJing scene kind of differ from Delaware, you being up north, to Atlanta being down south? Because I can tell you from being a northerner myself, just even seeing the dance moves and the vibe in some of the clubs in the south, it's a whole different vibe. So how was that experience of, you know, having to transition like that work for you?
It's good. Like, one thing about people don't know about Atlanta is a melting pot. It's like you go from here to Walmart and you run into about 20 people, and maybe out of the 20, five or four of the people are originally from here. Like, I have so many people that I know here that are not originally from here, so it's easy. Like, club, we, you know, you throw some Jigga, Biggie, Pop, you know, you just mix it all up in there. Because it's a melting pot. You know, Georgia is now in a melting pot, and it's not that many original ATLians really here. They're kind of outnumbered now.
Yeah. And it's important to be able to know your surroundings, too, as a DJ, because when you are in the area and you have local talent, how do you kind of bring that to, you know, some of your playlists, because it is important to kind of, you know, show love to your city.
Yeah, well, like when I do different events, you know, people ask your contacts and stuff like that, and I tell them, you know, let me check you out, email me your music, because sometimes if I haven't heard the music before DJing, I don't want to DJ it. But I know in the clubs it doesn't always work that way. You know, people try to slide you a few dollars to play their records and stuff, you know what I mean? So It just depends on the environment and where you at and everything like that. But me personally, I'd rather you email it to me, allow me to check it out, and is it something I can incorporate in my set, then I do that. If not, then I just, you know, hold off. But more so, I prefer people to email me. Don't just come up to me like, yo, play my record, because most times I ain't going to play it.
Listen, if y'all see me, Queen Coco, on the street, do not give her your CD and say, listen, this is dope, play it in your next session. She's not having that. There is a certain way to be businesslike. I mean, don't be all up in her face, even though she's beautiful. You know, give her some room. Don't, you know, get out of her space and do it properly.
Like I DJed the A3C Festival, and, you know, people are smart nowadays. They're not, you know, they're not doing CDs no more. I have a lot of people that come up to me with USB, say, here, here's my music, check it out. You know, I love to hear feedback from you. So I like that. I like that new approach, you know, because them CDs, nobody really listens to CDs no more. Everything on the phone and iPads and tablets. So, yeah, if you are here, you're listening, you're up and coming artist, get you some USBs and put your music on the USB and let and pass it off like that. And get creative with it.
Absolutely. Get creative. Listen, get with the wave. If you got, put it on SoundCloud, because that's exactly what you've done with your song, Show Me. And it's like kind of a beat that can, I mean, listen, I hear it and I'm thinking, immediately, that kind of dancing is going to bring about some sweat. When I think about the dance moves that you have to do in order to keep up with Show Me. So how did you actually come up with, and by the way, listeners, it is available right now on SoundCloud. Show Me, DJ Queen Coco. Go check it out right now. And as we tell all of our listeners, listen, show these ladies some love. Go follow them. They're going to give you their platform information. Hold on, get your pens and paper out. But show them some love, even if it's just a follow, a couple taps, and show a heart or two. You know, they're out here working hard, and they're doing it all for you guys. You know, show them some love. I'm sorry, I just had to plug that in there because we do want to make sure that our listeners are. Throw the plug in there real quick. But let's talk about this thing called Boobs and Beats. What was that about?
Well, Boobs and Beats is an event that's curated by another female DJ here in Atlanta that I know. Her name is DJ Millhouse. So I met her, where did I meet her at? I met her last year sometime, and it was just simply from a post, people tagging some, you know, some five DJs in Atlanta, and I just happened to be one of them. So she reached out to me, and she curated a Boobs and Beats event for the A3C Festival last year. So I, you know, showcased my talents there last year, and then she did it again this year. And so she asked me to come on back. So, you know, I came on back, and I rocked the house. But it's nothing but showcasing some of the hottest female DJs here in Atlanta. So what she's trying to do is quarterly, and she's switching it up and, you know, bringing out new talent. And it's a way for the female DJs in Atlanta to become acquainted with one another, support one another, and just, you know, keep up with one another. All love, no competition, but even though it is a little competition in there because you want to showcase what you really do, you want to outshine everybody. Hey, I'm just being honest. I'm a northerner. We're gonna take a moment and outshine somebody. It's just what we do.
Yeah.
But it's all love. Listen. It's still all love at the end of the day.
Absolutely. We don't mind you keeping it real right here on WTW Podcast. Sometimes, you know, it's all about the shine, you know, and everybody can't shine at the same time. But, you know, it could be possible. But I definitely understand what you mean. And it's all love. It's all love, especially when you unify as women. Now, speaking of being a woman and being a black woman, being a black woman DJ, how is that in an industry that's pretty much dominated by men?
One thing about being a woman in any male-dominated industry is you have to work your tail off. You have to be 10 times greater than the 10 times greater than the sorriest DJ, because men automatically get a pass because I guess it's just because they men, but women is more eyes on you. They're looking for more perfection in you. You know, that's like a man now. Man can spit in the street, but a woman can't be spit in the street because she don't be looked at funny. So that's the same thing when it comes to DJing. Like, you have to be about your business all the time. Like, I tell people, you can't shortchange it. You can't half-step it. You got to be about it because there's a lot of guys out here who suck, if we can just say that. But because they're a man and the relationship they have with other dudes, they're able to have a certain level of influence and platform. But yeah, female DJ, you can't, even outside of DJing, if you're a producer, if you're an artist, whatever it is you do, you have to be 10 times greater than the sorriest man.
Absolutely. And that's why that unity that you just mentioned a while ago is important, especially amongst female DJs and networking, period. So definitely shout out to Boobs and Beats and DJ Millhouse for putting that together and you being a part of that platform.
Yeah,
shout out to both of you ladies for doing that.
Thank you. But I want to answer the question you asked me not too long ago about the Show Me track. Well, I went to New Orleans. I love New Orleans. I love the way they speak. I just love the culture. Just New Orleans is not like any other place you can go to in the United States. It's like its own separate entity. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there, and I just love the sound. I just like how people just dance in the street. You don't have to know one another. You can come up to somebody else and play instruments with somebody else. Like, I just like how music just, like, really they're drawn to the music. So I just like I said, I like the bounce. You know, twerking is the thing. So I like music that's upbeat. So get you up and moving, I like it. So that was the whole purpose of the Show Me track, was just to, for one, me as a producer, conquer something I didn't think I could do, was create a bounce track. And then two was to just get people moving and just, you know, bring the energy and, you know, bring the vibes. Like, my hashtag is Vibes by Coco. So I believe in bringing vibes and making the waves regardless of what I do. And that's what I did, is made that track Show Me. And then I actually showcased a little bit of some of the footwork that the New Orleans people do called in the second line.
Now I can definitely picture that when I listen to Show Me. I was going to circle back around to that because I wanted to also tie that in with up and coming projects that you may be working on. Thank you for touching on that, because New Orleans, that is a whole different vibe. And that fancy footwork, like, I don't know how they do it and still can stand up at the end. I mean, I've seen that. So that definitely would tie in to the Show Me. So amazing. Again, guys, if you are tuned in, go to SoundCloud right now and download Show Me. The New Orleans vibe is all up and through there. So we definitely thank you for that. Now, do you have anything else that you're working on? What are your upcoming projects?
Well, my upcoming project is to do a self-proclaimed, produced mixtape. So I'm working on something a little different. I can't really talk about it too much because I haven't seen it out there, so I don't want to, you know, spill the beans a little bit, but I'm just working on my first ever DJ mixtape. So, yeah, if y'all some artists out there, y'all want to, you know, give me some of y'all music, instrumentals, or, you know, something for me to sample, send it on over.
Absolutely. Now, there's a proper way, y'all. If you just tuning in, there is a proper way to get your music to Queen Coco, okay? And we will give you that email information a little bit later. But thank you so much. So we have a Hush Hush mixtape coming out. Make sure you plug us in so that we can make the announcement loudly and boldly when it's ready.
Well, so thank you. Like I said, I appreciate you for taking time out to interview me, and I appreciate you sharing your platform. It means a lot, us Black women standing together and staying together and supporting one another.
Absolutely. And it's important for your stories to be told, because a lot of people see the finished product or the product that's in the making, and they're like, how did she get there? And they have to understand that everybody's journey is different. And that's why we love to have so many different unique women on the show. You are actually guest number 67. Shout out to guest number 67. So we appreciate you for being on the show. Our 40th guest was Faith Evans' daughter, Taja Ray. She came through all the way from New York and blessed us. So we love to have you women on here to showcase your talent. So thank you so much. Again, y'all, this is Queen Coco Alicia Keys now. Don't get it twisted. There are two of them out there, both doing their things really big. But this is Queen Coco on WCW Podcast tonight. Again, thank you so much for coming through. Do you have any shout-outs that you want to give to somebody before you go?
You know, I just want to shout out my parents. I know my mom's probably listening. You know, they're my number one support system. Shout out to all my family members, friends, you know, all those who just called in to be nosy. I appreciate all the love and I appreciate all the support.
Absolutely. Shout out to moms. And also happy Father's Day. This is our special Father's Day podcast because we have later coming through the show. Yeah, shout out to the dads out there. And shout out to mom for holding it down and giving her the name Alicia Keys. I don't know if you knew what you were doing when you did it, but mom, well done. Well done.
Yeah.
So thank you. Go ahead and tell our listeners how they can reach you if they want to show their love and support, and if they want to drop you their music the proper way.
All right, so the proper way to drop me your music is to email me at info@IamQueenCoco. That's C-O-C-O. Once again, it's info@IamQueenCoco.com. So you can send me that music that way. And also social media, you know, I am Queen Coco on mostly everything. If you can't remember that, just go ahead and go to my website, IamQueenCoco.com. All my social media links are up there.
Absolutely, y'all. She did not make it difficult for you to find. And I tell my listeners that with Google, you know, the world has not been the same. Everything is at your fingertips. Just type in Queen Coco. I am Queen Coco. Real simple. But once you get there, you will be you'll be relieved that you were able to find what we found. So thank you so much for blessing us. We wish you the best. We truly hope that all your visions and your dreams come true. Again, thank you so much for coming to the show. And listen, guys, we have told you, a DJ is not a trend. It's a lifestyle, all right? So thank you again. Listen, guys, Alicia Keys, Queen Coco.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, guys.
All right, y'all. So listen, if you are just joining the show, you missed a good one. That was Alicia Keys, Queen Coco. For all her platforms, I need you to go right now. info@IamQueenCoco if you have some dope tracks. Don't be bumping up into her in the street, all up in her face, trying to give her your music, y'all. Okay? That is not how you approach a boss. That's not how you do it, all right? But she is a DJ, a producer, an influencer, a speaker right now on SoundCloud. You can go check out her song, Show Me. It's a nice New Orleans feel, guys. If you want that feeling, then trust me, go there right now. So that is what we have for our female. I told y'all I was bringing it. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and later on this evening, guys, we have Tampa's own DJ Turnt as we give shout-outs to the dads this evening. He is a dope dad that DJs. How about that? All right, y'all, it's your girl, Selfmade V, and we will be right back.
Oh, she proud, she proud, yeah, she fly. She do it big, yeah, she winning all the time. All the time. She hold it down, hold it down. Yeah, she go, yeah, she proud. She on the grind, she ain't worried about no old. Women crush, women say, yeah, this is a podcast. Women crush, women say, we keepin' that bad. She a woman crush, queen, we don't want you to know. When we crushin' up, we think of this episode. Hey, crush, baby, we keepin' that back. She
All right, y'all. We are back on WCW Podcast. Listen, it's Wednesday. We are here every Wednesday evening. Every Wednesday evening, bringing you the hottest, the dopest, the flyest, y'all, the bosses, y'all. They're all over the place. Women are out there getting the bag, guys. They are out there chasing their dreams. They are out there fulfilling their purposes, guys. And I'm not saying that it's just women out there doing that, y'all. We got men out there doing that, too. And that's why we are actually going to have a special co-host. Listen, I got to bring my special co-host back in tonight. This podcast is all about right now. You've already heard the dopest female DJ in Atlanta. You are now about to hear the dopest male DJ in Tampa, y'all. 813, listen, we have been in the 813. Let me first shout out my co-host, C23. Welcome to the podcast, C23. How you doing?
It's Brooklyn in the house, baby.
Listen, he brought that Brooklyn favor, y'all, but it's all about Tampa. It's all about, listen, don't take the shine off of Tampa.
I love Tampa.
Listen.
I love Tampa. That's why I'm here.
All right, y'all. So I am not going to keep y'all waiting. Listen, we have on the podcast tonight, guys, a DJ that has, look, he didn't take over Tampa, y'all.
Everywhere.
You see him everywhere. Welcome to the show, y'all. DJ Turn, what it is?
What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah.
DJ Turn, respect.
Yeah, loud and clear,
How you doing,
yes,
brother?
Yes, man. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? Highly favored.
Absolutely. Well, shout out to you for being a dope dad. We had to have you on the show, Turn, because first of all, we want to know, how did you come up with the name DJ Turn?
DJ Turn came from, like, it fit me, you feel me? Like, it's just who I am as a man. Like, I'm always turned up. I'm always positive energy. I'm always, like, upgoing, high beat energy. So that's where DJ Turn come from. It's like, it just fit who I am. And I thought that was the perfect name for myself. I'm always in a good mood.
Absolutely. Now, we've also seen you. I don't know if you are familiar. Well, you got to be familiar because you was in this video, Johnny Gill. We just recently had Tom G on the show. And you are all up in the video, okay? How do you know Tom G?
That's my big brother. That's my brother. Like that's family. Like I remember, you know what I'm saying, before I even became hot, I used to be around him and look up to him. You know what I'm saying? I remember back I was like 16 years old and we had a speaking event together, like speaking to the youth, you know what I'm saying? And he just like it's always been positive. Like, I love his vibe. That's my brother. Like, nobody can say anything about Tom to me. Like, Team 30, I love that whole camp. That's family.
Absolutely. He definitely gets the party started. Shout out to the Drip, a luau that just previously went down. And we see that she was also a part of that. How was that event?
Yeah, I was the host. I hosted that event, the Jippaloo. The Jippaloo is an awesome event that's gonna reach thousands one year. It gets bigger every year. I hosted it last year also. The Jippaloo is an event where it's an adult party with water slides. You could be a kid again. Like you could just have fun without the drama. Your life is just like it's just fun. For the next 4 hours, we're going to just have fun in the heat of Florida. We just gonna enjoy the sun. And if it rains, that's even cool. Because, hey, look, it's Drip. We having fun.
You already know
me that. Hey, we see you out there before the event. We're
going to have fun from the beginning to the end. I love the Drip because I get to take my mind off of everything I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I can have fun. It's all about fun. Ain't no... You know what I'm saying? You out in the open. It ain't nobody disrespecting you. Everybody having fun. That's the good.
No doubt. No doubt. I advise everybody to follow, you know, check his Instagram out. You know what I'm saying? To see the scenes from that. Check Tom G's out. And come out support. I was glad to see there's no drama. Definitely is love. You know, but speaking of fun, is that what the life of Turnt is? All fun? But I know it's work, though, too.
The life of Turnt, no, it's a TV show I got coming out, a reality TV show I got coming out June 30th. Shout out to my whole cast, my brother Quanboy, ENT, you know what I'm saying, the whole cast, Sweet Bay, NBA, F-Girl P, Soldier for help me write it, you know what I'm saying, we wrote it together. It's basically about my life, you know what I'm saying? The life of Turnt is turned up. It's having fun. It's enjoying life. It's positive vibes. Like, I only like positive vibes around me and positive people around me. Nini, for those, you know what I'm saying? It's just the life of Turnt. It's the life of Turnt. It's self-explanatory. It's like, it's just everything turned up. Everything, life is good. We gonna have fun, but it's a lot of work. Behind the scenes that you know, so you have to put in, and that's what I teach my team, and that's what I teach myself as a leader. You know what I'm saying? We gotta work together.
No doubt, that's what it is. You know, check it out. We're gonna stay tuned to make sure that we promote that and get the word out as you know what I'm saying. Promote it also. And just want to know, yeah, how'd you get into DJing to begin with?
Well, my dad's a DJ. You know what I'm saying? My dad is a huge DJ. He from like in Lake Placid, a small town called Lake Placid in Florida. And I wasn't interested in it at first, you know what I'm saying? I knew how to do it, but I always had love for music, but I really wasn't interested into being a DJ. I was actually a gospel rapper. And the gospel rap, you know what I'm saying, it separated me from my brother, my little brother T.Y., you know what I'm saying, because mm-hmm. I wanted to be in the church. I was judgmental, you know what I'm saying. I didn't really care, you know what I'm saying, about nobody. I didn't care about that side of my life. But after when my brother got killed, you know what I'm saying, it really did woke me up to understand that mm-hmm. I have to live for me and not for what people want me to be. And that's what I was
right.
doing. I was
right.
living what my mom wanted me to do, what my pastor wanted me to do, what everybody wanted me to do. I was 16, 15 years old rapping, you know what I'm saying, for God. But I wasn't doing it for me. I was doing it because, you know what I'm saying, it was a positive thing that people wanted me to do, that I could still be an entertainer. But as I grew, once my brother got killed and the church wasn't there for me like I wanted them to mm-hmm. be, I had to
right.
realize that, hey, look, I got love for me, and I can still help people with being DJ Turnt. So I just, mm-hmm. I turned off the light of what everybody wanted me to be, and I became who I wanted me to be.
Right. And doing that, you ended up having 21 million people see who DJ Turnt is. I mean, Shade Room, World Star, Baller Alert, you all over the place.
Everywhere.
Tell us about how that felt when you start seeing
accident.
That.
I'm not going to even lie to y'all. That video, my team can vouch for me. We did not know that was about to happen. I would have put my name on it if I would have known that was about to happen. I had no idea that was about to happen. I had no idea.
It happened, and now we have today DJ Turnt. You have been able to meet some amazing people: Pleasure P, Lil Boosie, Plies, Pretty Ricky, and my favorite, Michelle from Destiny's Child. So, how was all these experiences for you?
The experience that stood out the most had to be Pleasure P, because I grew up like a huge, like, anybody that know me from my childhood, my teenage years, know that Pretty Ricky was my favorite group ever. You know what I'm saying? From the first album, Blue Star, to the I Did You Wrong, of course. You know what I'm saying? When I met P, that was an honor. Like, I was in tears inside. Like, I had to man up. I'm 25 years old beating this man, so I can't let the child come out of me. I had to soak it in. But, you know what I'm saying? Me and P was, and how humble he was. Like, he was a down-to-earth dude. Like, it wasn't no superstar status. We had a regular conversation. We chilled. We listened to music. I told him what I didn't like. I told him what I liked. It was like he became, when I touched down in Miami that day, he became like a big brother to me. And that shit just blew me. Like, I'm sorry, that it just blew me.
You grew it, like, you
know what I'm saying? Like, when I met Michelle, it was like, I was blown. Like, when Dr. A broke her as a rule, I was like, whoa, that's a Grammy Award winner. Like, no, that was the first Grammy Award winner I met. So it was like, you know what I'm saying, when she sat down and when we talked, you know what I'm saying, it was more of a, she real deal, you know what I'm saying, poured some wisdom into me, you know what I'm saying, her and Dr. A, when she spoke to me, she was like, you could be the next Kevin Hart, you just got to change a few things that you're doing, you know what I'm saying, I feel like you should do this better, you can do this better. I was like, I'm taking it all in, like, hey, you've been there, you've been where I'm trying to go, so, hey, let's do it. That's
no doubt, no doubt. Well, you know, speaking of that, you plan on doing, you know, movies and getting into acting and diversifying the platform even more?
Of course, man. I want to do everything. I'm more than a DJ. Like, people get it confused. Like, they're like, oh, DJ Turnt is a DJ. No, DJ Turnt is an entertainer. DJ Turnt is a brand. Like, when you look at DJ Turnt, I don't want you to say, oh, I'm booking him to DJ. No, you can book DJ Turnt to do anything because I'm versatile. I can do anything. So, like, as far as movies, of course, I'd be open to do a movie. Gosh, I love acting. I'm not good at remembering the lines and stuff. You'll have to have me play me. I can definitely act. I can definitely play my part. You know, if you ask me to do something, I can do it. I'm very good at that.
Brother, man, I kid you not. My introduction to you, y'all was turning up in Tampa Park. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say, you know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. The fighting. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I didn't do that, but what I'm saying is all I seen from you is the entertainment. You've been keeping it alive. You know what I'm saying? In the streets and in music, you know what I'm saying? So nothing but support, respect, and keep doing your thing, brother. Also, I wanted to say, I saw, you know, you want to work with artists. So all you artists out there, get at my man, check his Instagram out, you know what I'm saying, and push the culture forward.
So speaking of artists, Turn, now you are doing something for Father's Day, because we definitely want to make sure we shout you out for being a dope dad that also DJs and has a whole bunch of other things going on. But you're hosting a mixtape deal for Father's Day. You want to talk about that for a little bit?
It's the mixtape that I'm doing. I was going to do a Father's Day special for mixtapes. And what that means is, I know as far as my mixtape pricing is very expensive. Well, it's not everybody's budget. No, I charge $500 to host a mixtape. So I took it down to $150 to give dads, rap dads who can't afford to pay the $500 a chance to, like, you know what I'm saying, work with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's hard. I have five kids myself, so I know it's hard. You know what I'm saying? I know the struggle out here in trying to build your career and manage your children. That's very, very difficult to do. Trust me, I know better than anybody. So what I did was I took off a good amount of money so I can, you know what I'm saying, so I can do it. So I can work with both artists.
Absolutely. Now, that don't mean I want everybody all up in his DM trying to get this deal. This is for a selected few. These are for people who are really wanting to be in the industry and they want to work with Turnt on a real basis. So we didn't want to try, you know, promote that if you didn't want to promote that, but we wanted to bring that in because we are talking to you about being a dad as well as wearing all the many hats that you wear. So now you think you have five kids. Now, how much of a joy is it when you see your babies?
Believe it or not, I like spending time with my babies more than I like working. Like everything I do, like my life is surrounded by. I believe everybody's life should be like this. You know what I'm saying? This isn't my personal belief, but I believe you should structure your life around happiness. What makes you happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From your job to what you come home to. You know what I'm saying? It should make you happy. You should be happy in your skin. That's just how I feel. So when I come home from work and I'm with my babies, you know what I'm saying? That is the most important thing to me. So when I'm with my babies, I'm smiling. I'm happy. When I'm at work, I'm doing what I love. You know what I'm saying? So either way, I'm always happy. I'm always keeping positive vibes around me. Now, I'm not saying that my life is peaches and cream because it's not. But what I center it around is I'm always happy. My babies, when I'm home with my babies, I'm joyful. You know, I love children. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind having five of them, even though it takes responsibility. And if I get rich, when I get rich, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have some more because I love my babies. I love babies, you know what I'm saying? I love the joy that I bring to them and the joy that they bring to me. And kids are so pure. Like, one thing about children is you can pop them, and 5 minutes later, 30 seconds later, they back hugging you. You know what I mean? even though they just got a whooping, they still love you. Even though you brought pain to them for a reason, they're like, well, God, I did mess up. God, okay. I shouldn't do that no more. I still love my daddy, though. Like, I popped my daughter the other night, but she was doing something. I popped her, and it hurt me when I popped her. But when I popped her, she wearing
me. Yeah, like, listen, you wouldn't be a dope dad if it didn't hurt you, too.
Right.
That's real, though. That's
just
real,
how
real.
It is.
That's love, though. That's what they call tough love, you know what I'm saying? And respect to you, respect to all the fathers out here in the community because we need fathers, you know what I'm saying? Just as well, we need mothers, you know, to raise the next generation right. So they got to learn, you know?
Absolutely. Shout out to being a great dad. And again, like you said, that is what brings you joy at the end of the day. Regardless of what the internet and everybody on the social media is talking, because we hear them talking, Turnt. I know if you hear them, we hear them. They talking, all right? Whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, they talking. how do you deal with things like that, like with social media and the pressure from, you know, remaining DJ Turnt?
I don't pay it no mind. Honestly, I do. Honestly, the truth is, if it wasn't for my haters and the people, the naysayers, I wouldn't be in my position. 22 million views wouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? I take it as in they supporting me. They just don't know it. They just don't know how. That's how every hater. Every person that disses me or says something crazy about me, they supporting me. They just don't know how. That's why they saying the negative stuff because they don't know how. They don't know how to say good job. Someone said they say terrible things that they don't even know motivates me. You really want to get to me? Stop following me and don't pay me no mind. That will hurt me more than any comment anybody could say to me.
Well, yo, they can't stop you. You know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't try to. But what's next? What's next on the agenda? You know, it's almost 2020, so how's the future looking for DJ Term?
My goal, honestly, the truth, is to put my team in position to where they eating. My kids got college funds, you know what I'm saying? My kid is straight for the rest of their life, you know what I'm saying? I want my kids like Michael Jackson kids is or Nipsey Hussle kids where they don't have to work for anything ever in their life, you know what I'm saying? So
what's next
is putting my brother in position, Quan Boy, you know what I'm saying? Putting him in position to where he ain't got to use DJ Tump name. He got his own name to where everybody booking Quan Boy. That's what's next. Me building my team, put my team where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? As in everything, and my TV show, and movies, you know what I'm saying? That's what's next for me. I really want, because if I fall out today, I wouldn't be able to have my brother, hey, Quan, you got me, boom. You can put me back on. You know what I'm saying? So when
right.
you build people around you to win, you have people to fall back on just in case you start losing. That's the whole point of a team.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, shout out to your team. Shout out for building a foundation for your team. Now, we also see you do things within the community, so we want to thank you for doing that, reaching back to help somebody else. Now, if you could face a young DJ Turnt, if you could look him in the face right now, knowing what you know now, what would you tell him?
Don't. Stop.
Mm.
Don't stop. Whatever you do, don't quit. Every obstacle, go get it. Don't wait for support. Don't wait for love. Don't wait for nothing. If you want it, go get it. It's yours. All it takes is a work ethic. The Bible says faith without works is dead. You believe in it, and you put the work in it, you can win it. It can happen. You just got to not stop. 4 years in, 5 years in, 10 years in, if the talent there and the work ethic there and you believe in it, go get it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
What do you feel is the best word to describe you as far as, not the best word, maybe the best hip-hop song to describe you or describe your style?
The best hip-hop song that describes my style would be Rod Wave, Get It Back. And why that song is and what he said in that song is real. If you listen to his lyrics, and just stop all the hype and just listen to what he's saying in that song. He said, when they called me to book me, they can't afford me. They used to overlook me, feel like I wasn't important. Like that verse right there is, it describes my whole life. Because before DJ Turnt became viral, before DJ Turnt was the DJ Turnt today, he was overlooked. Like, I used to beg to do stuff for free in this city, and nobody would look my way. Nobody would care. No, everybody overlooked me. Like, nobody gave a crap about DJ Turnt and what he represented. Nobody cared. But when the street started paying attention and the street started demanding me, that's when these promoters got right. And that's when I was able to say, hey, look, I want such and such price. I want 300. These people demanding DJ Turnt, so it's time for y'all to give the people what they want and pay me what I'm worth.
Right. And that's organic right
there.
That's not you.
That song good or bad gets deeper than just a hype song.
That's what's up. Respect. Respect. Definitely, definitely want to, I'm going to reach out to you, you know what I'm saying? Definitely want to have you on my my podcast. Also, you know, I don't know how much you get up to New York. Get you up to New York. I have my brother up there.
Man, I would love to come to New York. That sounds fun.
Hey, shoot, yo. You can book that trip, you know. Like I said, I'm going to reach out. I got the Black Neo Radio podcast. I want to get you on there. We work in the future, but I know Tampa, you know, you're one of the faces of Tampa hip-hop. And one more question, you know, as far as the hashtag Tampa will win. Who originated that? Because, you know, that's something I hashtagged that to support the scene. You know, it's a lot of talent down here. Who originated that, and what's the whole movement with that? And you can speak on that.
Pro Major created the Tampa will win. You can go to the Pro Major page. He created the Tampa will win motto and everything about it. I don't follow it like that because I believe the world will win. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will win if you put the work into what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Pro Major created that, and I love him for that. You know what I'm saying? Tampa will win. I don't follow it personally, but I like it.
Well, listen, we already know DJ Turnt gonna win, so we're gonna start a new hashtag. DJ Turnt will win.
Well, no. Hey, we don't need a hashtag with people to win. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
do like you
don't do nothing like that. I just don't follow it personally.
Yeah, we good. We can. We are showing our love and support right now to local Tampa artists. We've just had DJ Sandman, who's been doing it real big here in Tampa. Shout out to him. Shout out to Tom G for coming through. So we've actually locally just had our first three male guests that have been on the show have been 813. Tampa will win. We definitely think that Tampa will win. We thank you for coming on the podcast. Now, DJ Turnt, you got any shout outs you want to give right now?
Man, my whole cast, first of all, that's who I want to shout out first. My cast. On my TV show, Life of Turnt. Quanboy ENT, NBA Young Girl, F Girl P, Soldier, Sweet Bay. Am I forgetting anybody, bro? Kia, Misha, God. So, man, Tom G. Now, he ain't on the show, but shout out Tom, shout out Tampa Tony, shout out to all my Tampa legends. Y'all know I love the Tampa legends more than anything in the world because they paved the way for us young people to come through and entertain the way we do. Famous Boy Charles, Bella. Am I forgetting anybody?
I got
my brother right next to me.
You know what
I'm saying? I always.
Listen, how can Tampa not win with a team like that? Shout out to DJ Turnt. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast tonight. Let the listeners know how they can find you. What are your platforms? Go ahead and give that information right now.
My major platform is, of course, Instagram. I'm just DJ Turnt. That's I am just DJ Turnt. You know what I'm saying? You can find me there. You can email me. Write me. I write back. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have fun. We're going to party. Come on my page. You get a laugh. You're going to get some cries. You're going to get motivated. You're going to get everything off my page. Just come have fun. If you got issues, you know what I'm saying? DM me. I listen, you know what I'm saying? If I can help, I will. If I can't, I apologize. But I'm going to try my best, you know what I'm saying? Let's just have fun. Turn up.
Absolutely. Turn up. Listen, we are so appreciative of you stopping by. Listen, he's more than just a DJ, y'all. He's an entertainer.
Definitely.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for blessing the podcast.
No problem.
Where can we catch you? What you got going on this weekend?
I'm off this weekend, Friday's weekend. I wish I had something to do this weekend, but nobody booked. So I'm with my kids. If nobody called about no money, I'm with my kids.
Listen, that's where you need to be this Father's Day anyway, Turk. Don't nobody book him this weekend. He need to be with them babies. Just go ahead and drop something in his cash app.
Happy Father's Day, brother. Happy Father's Day to all fathers.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
All right, y'all. That was DJ Turnt, y'all, all the way down here in the South. We in Tampa right now, showing all our love to the surrounding Tampa talent. There's so much of it.
It's a whole lot of talent out there. We're trying to show the world all of it.
Absolutely. And we're bringing that Tampa, that Southern flavor. We got to take it up north. We got to take it up north. Look, C23 taking it to Brooklyn. I got to take it to the – but listen, we worldwide right now. So we definitely want to shout out to all of our DJs that have been on WCW Podcast. Listen, ladies, I know the show is all about y'all, and we motivate you, and we bring on the women guests. But, you know, I had to show some love to the male talent, and that's why I want to also shout out my co-host for the evening, C23 doing big things. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to DJ Turnt, one of the dope dads that DJ, guys. Make sure y'all go follow him right now. I am just DJ Turnt, y'all. It's Instagram. Like I told y'all, don't be all up in these guests. The guests that I have on here, guys, when you see them out on the street, when you go follow them and show them love, there's a proper way to get your music to them, okay? They are making money because they're walking in their purposes.
Don't do it like that guy that ran up on 50.
You seen that? Y'all, don't do it. Don't do it to them. Don't do that. But this is your girl, Self-Made V. I've had my special guest, C23, in the building this evening. You just heard DJ Turnt. Shout out to DJ Queen Coco that was on the show, y'all. Listen, WCW Podcast, we are here every Wednesday night. Y'all, look, it's 10 o'clock. We got to go. We got to go, but we'll see you here next Wednesday. We got some more dope DJs coming to the podcast. Make sure you are tuned in, and we will see you then.
Oh, she bow, she bow, she fly. She do it big, yeah, she winning all the time. She hold it down.